Now, last Saturday, we spoke with Ethan Heitner and Issa Mikael from Adala, which means justice in Arabic, and it's a pressure group that seeks to make all of us aware about the issues of Palestine and Israel. And one individual that they specifically were highlighting is Mr. Lev Levayev, who owns a Madison Avenue jewelry store. He's also involved in a lot of real estate development, the gentrification in Brooklyn. He's part of that movement. He works within diamond mines in Angola and the building of Israeli settlements in the West Bank. And in the news this morning, we reported in the 6 o'clock news that Israel plans to build 740 new homes in settlements in occupied East Jerusalem. And that's despite Israel's commitment to freeze all settlement activity. So we thought we'd put those two stories together and bring back Issa Mikael from Adala to find out what happened on Saturday. Good morning to you, Issa.
Good morning, Esther. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for joining us again. So take us through what happened on Saturday.
We showed up around 1 o'clock. We had a caroling event outside Levayev, New York, 700 Madison Ave. We took about 7 or 10 carols, including Christmas carols and Sephardic carols, and we also had one or two Palestinian, traditional Palestinian songs. And we changed the words of the carols to reflect what Levayev is doing, which is, as we said before, building extensively in settlements in the West Bank, as well as trading in blood diamonds and involved in gentrification here in Brooklyn. And it went very well. We also had an increased amount of opposition on Saturday. We usually have some leafleters who come and give out various propaganda leaflets accusing us of trying to annihilate all the Jews in the world and that sort of rubbish. And this time we had a group of picketers across the street, about four or five of them, I think, from Christians United for Israel, which is a fundamentalist Christian group, right-wing group, founded February of 2006 by a major evangelical right-wing Christian in Texas. So it was a pretty festive event, and they tried to kind of outsing us and that sort of thing, and they were pretty upset. But we had a great time. We got the interest of a lot of people, and it was a very enthusiastic event.
And so, just talk about the interest that you get from people. Do people end up stopping and asking why the picket, why the demonstration, and what it is all about? Is it offering an opportunity to educate folks about what Levayev is doing?
Yeah, to a certain degree. Yeah, some people stop. Obviously, a lot of people just walk by, but a lot of people do. We have flyers which are chock full of information, and we see that as a very useful way to get people interested and to get people to at least have some information. And we do, we do stop and chat with people who want to chat. We get the occasional person who comes and yells at us, but, most people don't do that. People kind of see this group of dozens of people standing with flags and signs and caroling. Most people do have some level of interest. And so we see it as a good opportunity to educate the public as well.
And so with Mr. Levayev kind of involved in the developments in Brooklyn, and we've heard and spoken often about the gentrification in Brooklyn, and gentrification happening all over New York, and we've highlighted Brooklyn and Harlem in particular. I wonder if you could just remind us of his abuse of falling foul of the laborers' union and why that has happened.
Well, he's been involved with partner Shia Boimel Green, who has there's a campaign by ECORN and the Laborers Union against both of them was sort of separate from our campaign. They've been doing that for a while. Levayev has claimed to have invested about $1 billion in the New York real estate market. I don't know the exact figure, but he's publicly stated that, and he owns with partner Shia Boimel Green sort of large tracts of land in the Gowanus area, and wants to develop, luxury high-rises, which is his form of development. So, And they, you know, they've been accused of using non-union labor and violating housing codes, and that's why the campaign against them. And I think their website is Shaya is coming, S-H-A-Y-A is coming .com or .org, I think. So there's been a campaign against them, and you can find information about that about both of them on that website. So he's, you know, and Shaya Boymo-Green is also involved in settlement activity. So, you know, these guys are exploiting communities, both in New York and in Palestine and elsewhere. You know, as we talked about last time, Leviev is involved in activities in Angola as well. And really, the more we dig, the more we find out, the more shady activities we find out about.
And of course, this news comes as, you know, I reported this morning that Israel confirmed that it plans to build 740 new homes in settlements in occupied East Jerusalem. I guess it's way, way too early to know or to say whether or not somebody like Mr. Leviev would have any role in the building of those types of settlements.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, these things are, the tenders are put up and then contractors compete for them. But, you know, I'm sure Leviev's company, he has a couple of companies that are involved in this at least. One is Lidar and the other is Daniel Sebus. And they're involved in at least four, possibly five settlements, colonies, really. So I'm sure they'll be competing for these. And you have to keep in mind that this is not merely the run-of-the-mill gentrification program, as you know, as bad as that would be. This is really a long-standing policy of remaking the demography of Jerusalem by the Israeli government, a racist policy that says that Jerusalem has to be majority Jewish. They actually have, they want to keep it at a certain percentage even. Mm-hmm. I forget what that percentage is, but they basically want it to be as Jewish as possible in order to prevent any sort of Palestinian claims to Jerusalem, which has been, you know, the heart of Palestine for centuries and, you know, millennia. So basically, it's a racist policy to move as many Jews into Jerusalem as possible and remake the demography of the area and also cut off Jerusalem from the Palestinian heartland. You know, Jerusalem has been the economic, political, cultural center of that whole area for a very, very long time, and you know, Palestinians in the villages and cities around Jerusalem, you know, have you know, had free access to it in the past before Israel's settlement plans, and have been heavily dependent upon it, again, politically and culturally and economically. So that's had a huge effect on the communities surrounding Jerusalem as well. Again, much less to say, you know, much less the effects on the plans for a future Palestinian state. So this is, you know, very clear ethnic cleansing policy on the part of the Israeli government.
Issa Mikael from pressure group Adala bringing us that update on the march on Saturday outside Mr. Leviev's Madison Avenue jewelry store, and the links between Mr. Leviev and the gentrification in Brooklyn, diamond mines in Angola, and the building of Israeli settlements on the West Bank. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Esther. Oh, and by the way, we'll probably be there again, or we will be there again, 700 Madison Ave, next Saturday at 1 o'clock, doing the same caroling.
Oh, next Saturday, December the 29th at 1 o'clock?
That's right. We just decided that. I forgot to mention. 1 o'clock, 700 Madison Avenue at 62nd Street.
Okay. We'll announce that again throughout the program and on Thursday.
Thank you very much, Esther.
Thank you. Okay. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Happy holidays. Happy Hanukkah.
You too. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.